another episode of The Healing Podcast, brought to you by Marin Health Medical Center, formerly Marin General Hospital. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Hospital foundations provide key support in many areas that benefit the community. So here to talk with us about why it's important to give to your local hospital foundation is Andrea Schultz, chair of the Marin General Hospital Foundation Board. Andrea, thanks for your time. So some may wonder why a hospital needs a foundation. Can you explain that to us?
Well, I've been chair for the last 8 years, and I'm probably jumping ahead, but as we finish the formal part of the capital campaign, I stepped down as chair, but am on the foundation board, but also on the operating board. But the foundation is very near and dear to my heart. A community hospital depends on the support of their community for their funding, for their programs, for their equipment, for the new building. We don't get the government support like other medical facilities might get.
Right. So what are the recent programs and services that have been made possible with donor support?
Oh, my gosh. We have the Haines Cardiovascular Center, one of the top 100 cardiac centers in the United States. The cath lab that is saving lives all the time came through the very generous donations and support of community members. We also have the electrophysiology lab. We have the Marin Cancer Institute. A very grateful patient gave the new linear accelerator. In fact, they got two that helped save lives, targeting tumors in a very specific manner. We can go on to the Braden Diabetes Center, which was supported by Bruce Braden, a community member and a member of the foundation board, and also many other supporters in the community. The foundation has two major fundraisers each year, along with other vehicles that they use. One is our gala, and every year we target and profile one of the needs the hospital has, including the emergency room. We have the Haines Cardiovascular Center, the Braden Diabetes. This last year, we did the vascular program, and we raised awareness in the community. The golf tournament is the other major vehicle for raising awareness. We were able to raise this last year $732,000, I think it was, for the vascular program at Marin General by very generous community members. We've also raised for the neurological programs, the robotic surgery. There are so many wonderful programs, but it's through the community and through the foundation that we raise the funds, we raise awareness to make the community know what's going on at their hospital.
Well, that's amazing. So it's easy to see these key programs with upgrades and enhancements and how they can make an impact on the health and well-being of the community now and for years to come. So how can someone get involved? How can someone donate?
Well, the easiest is if you start by calling the foundation office, of course. We have a wonderful staff. If you go online to Marin General Hospital and to the foundation website, they have several vehicles in which one can make contributions to the foundation. They can choose their program. They can make one large sum. They can make a payment annually, monthly. They can do estate planning. We have a planned giving director. We have annual giving. They are so wonderful at tailoring to whatever someone's ability is. Some people give very small amounts every month or every year. Others prefer to give a large sum. Some people have a favorite program. Some just want to help the hospital to the area of greatest need. It's a terrific staff.
Absolutely. There is a variety of ways to give and to get involved. Can you tell us about one of the most recent campaigns, the campaign for MGH 2.0?
That is such an exciting campaign. We started because California required hospitals to meet earthquake standards. By 2020, I believe, they have since extended that time to, I believe it's 2030, because it was a real scramble for hospitals. Marin General was required to build a new building in order to meet the needs of the community. And so we started the campaign, and it was called MGH 2.0. We created a campaign cabinet with two excellent campaign chairs, Mike Stone and Joe Abrams, and a excellent committee. And we reached out into the community. We started quietly with community members that we knew had an interest in the hospital. Our goal was to raise $50 million, and we ended up raising over $67 million. And that was our contribution, along with what the wonderful people of Marin County had approved in GO bond funding. In fact, when the foundation started with the change in administration in 2010, we actually started with no list of names, and the foundation since then has grown to hundreds of names of wonderful supporters for the hospital.
Well, really good news and very impressive. Earlier, you mentioned fundraisers. Can you tell us about some of the fundraisers and events you hold?
Right now, we are planning for our gala, which will be held next May 18th. We will be raising funds for behavioral health. And so we are sending letters out now, soliciting sponsors in the community. We get new names every year, and then we have those who just enjoy supporting the hospital every year, and we outreach. And then we will be sending out invitations probably in early March. We've been selling out the last several years. We like to keep it about 600, but we sell out. We have such a wonderful community. And then we have different programs we'll be working on. And then once we're done with the gala, we will turn around. And then in the fall, in September, we will have our annual golf tournament. And those will be the two major programs. But then we'll be doing other programs and activities during the year. We have a legacy lunch for those who have put Marin General into their estate planning. The foundation office has been busy with different programs and outreach. And we are still raising funds for different rooms. We have a hybrid OR that we are working on at the moment for the hospital and raising funds for. There were so many needs in the hospital. Every time you turn around, you can find another one. So we focus on one, and once we get there, we'll turn around and find another. The new hospital expected to open in summer of 2020. It's on schedule, on budget. It's going to be state-of-the-art, and it will be very special.
So the foundation, very, very beneficial to the community. It's easy to see why it's important to give to the hospital. Thank you for your time, Andrea. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Healing Podcast, brought to you by Marin Health Medical Center, formerly Marin General Hospital. And for more information, go to mymarinhealth.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out our full podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.